Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for the great Joe Beamer. He does not get an intro, huh, Tanner? Like, there's no, like, it's Joe Beamer! Nothing. Nothing.
Not like that. Not that enthusiastic.
I mean, Bella Villa, Bowerly. Bowerly's had some awesome.
There's an intro, but just not that enthusiastic.
Wow. Yeah. So we'll do it here. Let's do our intro. See, we even have a cool intro. Beamer, and it's funny, right before I'm like, Tanner, are we doing weather and traffic? No. And Glenn, you're like, yeah, no, they don't trust Beamer with any of that stuff. Joe's like, why did I leave the studio? I need to defend myself. He's in the car right now. All right. Well, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we were doing show prep before, and I said to Glenn, what do you want to talk about? Glenn's like, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I'm like, I don't know. And so we're going to do a Seinfeld show about nothing. Nothing? Like, yeah, perfect. Like that's the show.
Yep.
Now we'll be like, going to the place.
Yeah. Got up. Yeah. Made a sandwich. Like, there.
That's the show. That's the show. And then we're going to act like we're busy. Like, remember George did? Like, he's like, here's the deal. When you're at your office, just look busy. And he's like, rustles his hair. He's like, breathing heavy. And Seinfeld's like, wow, yeah, you do look busy.
You do look busy. Yeah.
You do look overwhelmed. Best show ever.
You do look overwhelmed.
You do look
overwhelmed. That's the best show of all time, honestly.
Yep,
best show of all time, for sure.
All right, so we're going to be all over the place. By the way, whatever we're talking about, if you disagree with us, we can have a conversation and we'll put you to the front of the line. 1-800-616-9236, and always an open mic session. We will answer your financial calls as well if you have questions about you and your money. Later in the show, one of our chartered financial analysts is going to join us for a little bit, John Thurr, and we'll talk to him about the state of the economy and economics and some financial reports and all kinds of good stuff. So, but if you want to hop on board, always an open mic session, 803-0930. *930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Glenn, why don't we start here? Dems are actually, they're actually all in a House committee hearing right now on violent crime, specifically violent crime in North Carolina. Actually, they were talking about, which is going back to the stabbing, but why bother? Why bother? I mean,
more hearings. House,
yeah, more, and more yeah, hearings.
There's,
about,
no, like, there's nothing better for Congress to do. Yeah. I think we all know what needs to be done, right? We've got a serious violence problem in this country. Obviously, another tragic shooting yesterday in Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, I don't know the whole behind. Things are still coming out on that particular situation. But, of course, they're already circulating pictures of, you know, this guy's a MAGA guy. They're so desperate to pin something on the right. I think the difference here, though, is that nobody on the right is talking about going in and, you know, that the Church of Latter-day Saints is the enemy, or that the Church of Latter-day Saints is the potential for the end of democracy, right?
Right, that's right. I mean, taking away your health care and all your benefits and your freedoms and your...
You can talk about, you know, yeah, maybe he was, I don't know what the story, maybe it was just sadly PTSD. We have no idea yet. Well, I'm sure we'll get all the facts and we'll find out what happened there.
But hopefully we'll get the facts.
Tragedy nonetheless.
We'll hear some stuff.
But Congress, like, really, we're going to do hearings. I mean, it's just we know what the problem is. The problem is we have prosecutors in the case of North Carolina that have let somebody out 14 times. I mean, judges that let somebody out 14 times.
Time and time again.
D.C. lowered the standard for being tried at as an adult to like 24. They lowered the incarceration rates and the penalties for things like murder. And they a whole press conference to celebrate.
And they were proud of it. Proud of it.
They were proud.
Hey,
exactly. They
did good news, folks. We're letting murderers back out. We're going to reduce the... to your point, and not to sound like a broken record, but we had Rudy Giuliani on a while ago, and he had the breakdown in New York City, and he said, guys, 90% of the crime is caused by less than 300 people. Same people, right?
Yeah.
So, all right, we don't need House committee meetings. We don't need, you know, to put together an agency to review this stuff. Number one, keep the scumbags in jail. If they commit a crime, don't let them out, right?
14 times is just ridiculous. Some of these cases are just preposterous. I mean, they're just
terrible,
outrageous.
Terrible. I mean, and you're not talking about, you know, they stole a Snickers bar on the way out the door. It's, you know, rape, murder. I mean, you know, grand larceny.
In the neck. I mean, violent assaults. And, you know, it's just...
Yeah, it's carjacking, gunpoint.
They're going to hold hearings. They're going to have more, you know, they're going to talk more, which is just maddening.
Yeah,
we know what the problem is. George Soros has funded these radical DAs and radical judges. And, you know, now, you know, we're in a situation where we've got violent criminals that are being put back on the street on the regular basis. Mm-hmm. I hope at some point that changes. I do feel, however, that the goal, and I've said this now for several months now on the radio and our podcast, on the radio show on the weekends, the ends justifies the means to Democrats. And I think maybe the violence is the idea to just let it go, because they don't seem to be stopping the rhetoric. I mean, when you literally
Doubling
Newsom's
down.
Press office just issued, you know, Stephen Miller is a fascist. I mean, they just won't stop.
They can't help themselves. Yeah.
They're out there calling for demasking of ICE. Well, we just saw what happened with ICE.
Right.
You know, there's a direct correlation between the rhetoric on the left and the violence on the left and the targets of the left. I don't know that there's a correlation here with what happened yesterday, but we'll find out. I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk about it on Saturday.
I love that. Fascist, you know, they're the ones with the centralized power under one single idea. And if you don't agree with them, it's, you know, you're the bad guy. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Exactly what they preach is what they are.
Well, the Democrats want gun control desperately. I mean, they wanted, you know, censorship and freedom of speech control. They had it until Elon Musk, you know, upset the apple cart, right? I mean, literally, they had it. You had people like Hillary Clinton talking about we needed a tighter grip on the media. They had as tight of a grip as they needed. Facebook and Google admittedly now bowing to the Biden administration at their very whim of just take this off. And obviously, they were doing it under Obama as well, because we know they did, you know, took things off like the Hunter Biden laptop and things like that. So even before even before Joe was in office, right? They were doing exactly the same. Right?
Does crack cocaine make you act any differently? No. Is it safer than alcohol? Probably. Does crack cocaine make you?
That's the best clip ever. That and the other one. That and the De Blasio. You mean I get a there's a burger lover?
I got vaccinated.
Oh my god, worst thing ever.
You're saying I can get this? These delicious fries. Well, man. But there's also a burger element to this.
Oh my god. I mean
I could listen to that time and time. It's still funny. There's been times I'll just come in here, Glenn, in the studio, just listen to that, just to make myself feel good. Like, but here's the scary thing is, like, and you said before the show, like, this guy, wow, what? And then they like hold my beer. we can get even more crazy. Right? We can get even more nuts.
Get any worse than de Blasio, and now it looks like you're going to get a Mom Dami, the avowed, the admitted communist. But I'm sure this time all those communist things are going to work, right?
Oh, for sure.
The grocery stores, the state run or the city run grocery store, government run grocery stores. It didn't work. They asked him point blank. Well, it didn't work in St. Louis. Why do you think it's going to work here? Well, we're going to do it differently. We're going to do it better.
Always going to be different. Always going to be different. Yeah.
I love the idea of housing. His housing idea is brilliant. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to freeze rent. Step one. Okay, great. Sounds good. Then when the guy goes to sell the building because he can't raise the rents,
you get to buy
the tenants the first right of refusal to buy the building, and we're going to finance it. So once, So let me just walk you through this, how this works out, right? So now you own the building, you tenants, with the financing of the city that funded this stupid thing, right? Except now you can't raise rents on yourself because you're in a rent control environment that you are happy about because you live in the building. But now there's no money for inflation to fix things for all the, you know, the upgrades. And by the way, the updated regulations that you liberals love to, you always have to keep up with as well.
Where will they get the money to fix it? Another loan?
Probably.
They couldn't afford it to buy a building in the first place. So what, the government would give them another loan?
Exactly.
Wow. This is going to end up as a nightmare, and he's going to win, by the way.
Yeah,
Whether he'll be able to get his agenda through is a whole different story. But, boy, sign me up for some real estate in New York City. Mm-hmm. I'd love to invest.
I mean, honestly, real estate takes common sense.
Real estate trust couldn't even be bothered to even look at New York City anyways in the last few years. And now that's going to be
I'm confident that the grocery stores are going to work. I mean, the government run grocery stores, you know, the shelves were empty everywhere.
How could they not?
Venezuela did
different from the ones in Venezuela.
They did it really well. If we didn't have such
a track record of failure, you know, I mean, you could see how this could be tried decades ago. Right?
I mean, it's worked for Bernie. Let's be honest. I mean, failure, yes. I mean, it depends on what perspective you're looking at it from. From Bernie's perspective, the socialism has worked really, really well.
Listen to this Mom Dami, by the way. He acts like he's relating to the real poor and the downtrodden in New York City, right? You find out his background, his mom's wealthy.
No.
His dad's a professor somewhere, right? So he doesn't, you know, he doesn't even know what poor is, right?
Same thing with, I love the AOC, like, you know, grew up, you know, working hard, and you find out she's like an upper middle class family, same thing. They're all the same.
Marx
was the same way.
Yeah. AOC's mom bought a second home in Florida.
I love that.
This guy's a multi.
Didn't she move to Florida to avoid the New York taxes? I don't think it was a second home. I think it was like her permanent home.
Yeah,
like
I think you're right.
Like she left New York to get away from the taxes.
Probably the 6 month and a day thing. I'd be curious if she got a when she got a loan for her property down in Florida, if it was like Letitia James, where she was already on her way, gonna move there. You know, I'm gonna homestead it. Be curious to see if that, you know, happened with AOC. AOC will have a nice place to retire. But hey, you know what? She's a multi-millionaire. But now this Mom Dami, by the way, he'll end up being a, you know, whatever he's worth now, multiply it by 10 by the time he's done.
At least multiply it by 10, if not 100 for sure.
It's a good business
to be in. De Blasio gave his wife $1 billion to run a social welfare program that didn't really do much of anything, as far as I know.
Well, literally, that one wasn't totally pure Democrat socialism.
What was her name? Charlene something or other?
A billion with a B.
A billion dollars of the city budget went to a non-for-profit run by his wife. And of course, she made, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars off the deal.
Well, she wouldn't pay herself a salary.
Wealthy, wealthy, wealthy. It's incredible.
She wouldn't pay herself a salary. No way. No. We'll ask. We're going to actually, Stefan Mihailo, we're going to get him to call in a little bit. We'll ask him about what he thinks of that race in New York City, as he's constantly following all these races. By the way, if you want to hop on board, open mic session, 1-800-616-9236. 1-800-616-9236, *930, and 803-0930 if you're local. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, filling in for Joe Beamer, only here till 3 o'clock. So 2 hours, folks, and 2 hours on radio is quick, especially when you're not on every single day. So filling in for Joe Beamer, hop on board, 1-800-616-9236, open mic session. If you have questions about you and your money, we'd be happy to entertain those as well. If you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource, 1-800, or call 633 763-1515, local number here, 716-633-1515. And we can help you with you and your money. Don't forget, we're a one-stop financial shop, so we can help you with Medicare planning. It is the season for that. So a lot of changes coming up with Medicare. We have independent AHIP certified reps in our office. That's all they do Monday through Friday is look at the different plans. So hop on board if you're interested in a complimentary consultation. Same is true with managing your money. We've got certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, chartered financial analysts. Our bench is very deep, and we can help you with you and your money. Again, 1-800-616-9236 if you want to hop on board. 633-1515 if you need us throughout the week. And we're just going to be hopping all over the place. So please do not wait until the end of the show to hop on board. Every single time we fill in, whether it's Bella Via or Bowerly or Beamer, or all the calls come in with 15 minutes left and we don't get the chance to get to you. So 1-800-616-9236. Where do we want to go next, Glenn?
Well, you mentioned Congress earlier. They're doing hearings on violence, but did they actually pass a budget yet, or are we going to shut down the government Wednesday? What are we doing here?
No, they did not pass a budget yet, so we'll see.
So here, you know, Elon tweeted out that there's an alternative world out there, universe for Democrats, and absolutely right. The propaganda that comes from the left and the mainstream media is so ridiculous. It's like bizarro world. It's the opposite of everything.
They're not moving forward. They're not moving forward, Glenn, unless they get illegal immigrants free health.
Exactly.
Not moving.
So the truth is, the Republicans are willing to fund the government at the same levels, which they shouldn't, by the way.
No.
If we're ever going to get anywhere, we have to cut the budget, right?
Yeah.
But you can't even cut the budget, right? You can't even keep the budget at the same levels because,
you can't
the Democrats want more,
right?
What they're cutting out of the budget is benefits for illegal aliens. It's health care for illegal aliens.
Should have never been in there in the first place. Never.
Exactly. That's what the Democrats are willing to shut down the government for. Not for the American people, not for union workers, not for farmers. No. They want to shut down the government because the Republicans refuse to fund health care for illegal aliens. Now, if you listen to the mainstream media, you would think that the Republicans want to just cut down the close
Medicare
the
is gone.
Just because.
Yeah,
Medicare is gone. Yeah. You're Medicaid, forget it. Right? If you're indigent, you're done. You're just going to be dead on the street, bleeding out. You're finished.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, it's just
survival
ridiculous.
Of the fittest. All right. We're going to sneak in a call here before the end of the bottom of the hour here. Mark, you're live with the Financial Guys. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Thanks for kicking us off, man. Everybody waits to the end of the show to hop on board, so I appreciate you being the first.
Just have a quick question for you. Is the government shutdown going to go ahead and nuke Social Security? Because I'm on Social Security, and I'm very worried.
No, don't worry at all. Social Security is one of those political footballs, Mark, that nobody is ever going to run and win on the platform of we've taken your money for the last 30 or 40 years and we're not giving it back to you. You know, if you look at the biggest voting base in this country, it's people 50 plus, right? Those people are dependent on Social Security. Many of them, it's a huge part, you know, or most of their retirement plan when it comes to their income and retirement. So that's going nowhere. I do think they're going to have to make changes going forward. I think there's going to be folks that are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Get ready to not collect Social Security until you're 70, 72, right?
Yeah.
They should have listened to George Bush, and they should have allowed him to invest some of the money in the stock market. That pool of money would have been four times the value of what it is today. Yeah. But they said, going back to those nasty, rich Republicans who only want good things for their friends and family. But it'll be there. I wouldn't worry about it. They're going to pass something. You know, Republicans need to
even
be
if they don't,
here.
Though, even if they shut down the government, the checks keep coming.
Yeah,
so
the checks keep coming.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. The essential stuff.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, you take care, buddy.
It's always the non-essential stuff. And I always think this is a
great
time.
They get paid too, though. That's the best part. They get back pay.
Yeah, they get back pay, yeah. But this is a great time, by the way. You know, Elon Musk came up with a government efficiency board.
Yeah.
These are the times where you say, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to pay for the mandatory stuff. We're going to pay the soldiers.
You can't cut a nickel.
Security. Yeah.
You
everything
cannot
else
cut
that,
a nickel.
Everything else that's considered non-essential, how about we never bring back, right? It's non-essential, right?
Nope.
All right.
Not
now,
a nickel.
Are we? We're up against the bottom of the hour here, right, Tanner? It's time for a break. What do you think, buddy? 30 seconds. Okay. Well, this is where my non-radio college experience, you know, non-my radio education comes in. We did not go to radio school, so
clearly, as we limp into the break.
Yeah. So this is where
you think
is
it's
where
first
it gets.
Show.
This is where it gets strategic, folks. So just kidding. We're gonna take a quick break here. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to hop on board. Appreciate Mark kicking us off here. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer, only here till 3 o'clock, open mic session. And if you got financial questions, we'll answer those as well. Again, 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle Financial Guys. Place where money meets politics on Saturday, each and every Saturday here on News Radio 930 WBEN 1 to 3. Been on for 25 years, going on 26, so hard to believe. I still don't feel that old, but apparently I am. So Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we're here to talk money. We're here to answer your questions and always an open mic session. So if you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. And if you need us throughout the week, 633-1515 of our flagship office in Williamsville, New York. We do manage money. We've got certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, chartered financial analysts, and we can help you with you and your money. And of course, the one-stop shop. So we've got Medicare folks. If you are turning 65, think of the Financial Guys. If you are not sure of your plan, enrollment season coming up, we can help you. You can go to thefinancialguys.com or 633-1515 and book your appointment today to pop in and get a complimentary review of your Medicare. On the live line with us, we've got Stefan Mihailu, good friend of the Financial Guys, and been a co-host, host, and helped us out a ton of times filling in when we're not able to do the show ourselves. And so I wanted Stefan to call in, and really, Stefan, I appreciate you calling in there in the middle of the day. I know you're crazy busy. I wanted you to talk a little bit about, you know, the direction of how you see these midterm races going next year and how you see, you know, there's a lot of talk with this mayoral race down in New York City. And, you know, even already some talk about the governor's race next year in New York State. And so, you know, every time I'm with you on election night, you seem to know the maps better than anybody else I know. So, and of course, you've got, you know, been worked with congressional, you know, presidential candidates and everybody else. So appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time here.
Oh, it's great to hear from you guys. Yeah, it's been a blessing the past few months. You know, full disclosure, as I've always mentioned before, I am doing some political work for Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in a potential bid for New York governor. But all eyes are on New York City and Commie Mamdani and what happens there. And from a purely selfish political Republican perspective, if this guy wins and turns New York State into the raging dumpster fire in New York City and the Big Apple and just destroys New York, that will bode very well for Republicans in 2026. If he just, you know, defunds the police and free buses and grocery stores, it will be a gift to Republicans across New York and the country.
Can you imagine the mess? Can you imagine defunding the police? Can you imagine being that stupid?
I just wonder how much worse New York could get, New York City.
Oh, it can get a lot worse.
They have not hit bottom, guys. They have not hit rock bottom.
No, that's an old Reagan joke.
So, well, you know, a lot of people are wondering, hey, is Curtis Sliwa going to drop out? Is it going to be a head-to-head race with Andrew Cuomo and Commie Mamdani? And again, if you're a Republican from a purely political perspective, you want Commie Mamdani running New York City because it will be destroyed. And that bodes well for Republicans who are running across the country. Because, look, Kathy Hochul wears her endorsement of Commie Mamdani. All of Commie Mamdani.
That's crazy.
Horrific. Yeah, bananas. But stop. Kathy Hochul endorsed him.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's crazy,
By the way, did you hear that endorsement? I've never seen anything like that. I really don't agree with anything he's talking about, but I'm going to give him my endorsement. Like, okay. I don't think I've ever seen
that. That's kind of a
slap
in the face to Cuomo, who basically gave her job, right?
100%. Andrew Cuomo picked her from the private sector. She was working for a financial institution, made her lieutenant governor. She stabbed him in the back, and lo and behold, she turns around and endorses Commie Mamdani. Kathy Hochul wears all of Commie Mamdani's policies, including his raging anti-Semitism, his defund the police mission to take cops off the streets and to harm families and make communities less safe. So when Commie Mamdani burns down New York City and destroys it, Kathy Hochul wears it.
Why
but
do you think
have grocery stores though? Even though they burn it down, they will have fully stocked shelves with government-run grocery stores. All right.
It'll be so good. It'll be so good.
And rent control.
Well, she did it, and there's only one reason why she did it, because Kathy Hochul is petrified of Commie Mamdani's political operation going on the streets and campaigning for her Democratic opponent. Now, don't forget, Kathy Hochul has a Democratic opponent in the primary in the race for governor. Her own lieutenant governor is running a primary against her, Delgado, Antonio Delgado.
Confidence for your boss, she was. Is that the first time that's ever happened?
Mortified.
I've never seen that before.
I believe Betsy McCoy, many, many moons ago, thought about running. She was the former LG under George Pataki. But, yeah, so it's so bad to the point where, according to Delgado, Hochul, like, took away his phone, his office, his computer, and he basically has, like, it's like office space. He's in the basement. He has no job. And so he's running against her.
That's an even worse backstabbing than Kathy Hochul with Cuomo. It's like
as whacked up as New York City is, why do you think Cuomo's not polling better? I mean, they loved him during COVID. What's that?
Well, because he's Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, I know, but so whacked up. It's like, yeah, he was brought up on these sexual. The Democrats don't care about that stuff, right? I mean, you think about these Democrats, right? This is the platform they've been running on. Crime over safety, criminals over citizens, Hamas over Israel, illegals over citizens, right? Fraud over truth. I mean, it's amazing to see the platform that they've run on. So, you know, Cuomo's little background with, and those women coming out in the Democrat Party, that's nothing. That's nothing. I mean, you got anchors who've been caught touching themselves live on TV, and they're back on
Gavin
the
Newsom
TV.
Newsom slept with his
yeah, his best
wife.
Best friend. best friend's wife.
Anyway.
It's like bizarro world. But if you think about it, Andrew Cuomo is a dinosaur in the political arena. He ran a horrible campaign, and it goes to show you the ground game that this commie Mamdani had. Now, don't get me wrong. His policies are atrocious. He is going to destroy New York City. But the guy is polished. He's very seasoned. He sounds great. He ducks, dodges, and deflects and dives and won't answer a single question. And he does have an impressive ground game. And that was the difference in the primary as Andrew Cuomo. So, you know, but also Andrew Cuomo, too. Look, he sent seniors who were previously stricken with COVID into nursing homes or unhealthy seniors, and they died. You know, that's a huge albatross against his neck. But Kami Mamdani just ran a great – he did. To his credit, he ran a great ground game.
Stefan, does the city council play any part here? I mean, I know they're Democrat as well. I mean, do they slow this guy down at all, or are they just kind of – Mike's laughing. They just rubber stamp stuff and push it through.
That is a great question. It's a great question because it leads to, okay, who holds the purse strings and the power in New York City? It's really the governor. The governor controls the purse strings of New York City and what you can and cannot use funding for. So that's where Kathy Hochul is in a really, really good for her, she chose it, tough spot. Because if Kami Mamdani wants to defund the police, if he wants government-run grocery stores, if he wants to pay for trans surgeries for kids, not just in New York City, but across New York State, Kathy Hochul's the one who has to fund it. So buckle up, grab your seatbelt and your popcorn, and see what happens there.
Yeah, well, the same is true with, like, I mean, everything, right? I mean, these school districts locally, we're begging for our money back from Albany. So, get involved in a lawsuit because you don't want to change, you don't want them to change the Indian name. No problem. Even if you win, you lose, because New York City's going to say, hey, you know what? We're just not going to give you some money back. And then taxes will go up in your town and everybody will hate you for winning the lawsuit. So it's awful. Yeah. Really, really awful. Well, I can't wait to see some of this shake itself out. I mean, we've been saying the entire show. I mean, can you imagine free? I want to know, how do we sign up for the free grocery stores? Like, can we take the road trip?
It's going to work this time. I'm so convinced.
can we just take the road trip? Hey, the criminals now fly in from Florida. They rob in New York and go back to live. Are they going to fly in?
I don't think it's free. I just think it's government sponsored so that the prices, you know, they can hold inflation.
They've got
some magical ability because, you know, I have learned all these years is that the more the government spends money in the economy, the more inflation seems to stay
be tame.
In control. Yeah, be tame.
Right.
Exactly.
It worked
during
COVID.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. Yeah.
And people in Buffalo and Rochester are going to pay. People in Buffalo and Rochester will pay literally and figuratively because real estate, businesses, high-income earners, job creators, they are all going to leave New York City. And guess what? Government spending is going to go up, and the pot of people who pay the taxes is going to get smaller. That bill is going to stay the same. But it's going to be spread to those, you know, suckers like me who stay and folks who are stuck in Buffalo and Rochester. So what's happening in New York City is going to have an impact in Buffalo and Rochester.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That city. I don't know how. I mean, how do you not eventually have some kind of a bankruptcy? You know, I've said for a long time, New York City thrived mainly because of Wall Street. And prior to the internet and being able to communicate and work from wherever in the world you wanted to, you had to fly to New York City to do business. I mean, if we came up with the next great tech idea, we were flying into New York City. We were meeting with powerhouse financial firms. We were showing resumes and business plans, and we were flying back in and out to try to convince these people, hey, I want you to bring this to Wall Street. You know, I want you to, you know, help me do this. Well, now you don't need to do that, right? So hedge fund managers have been leaving and relocating down to Palm Beach, Florida, which is the number one destinations for hedge funds now. And, of course, business owners. And you know, that little bit of hope with some of the real estate developers. But who in the world is going to go in there and say, oh, you're going to tell my tenants that they could lock their rent in forever and they can buy the building from me if I want to leave? Nobody's going to invest in that. Nobody. What a train wreck. Tell me about the midterm. I know you're, as a conservative, you're thinking, well, this mayoral candidate gets in, the rest of the country, hopefully with more moderate, you know, Democrats and people with some common sense will say, I don't want that in my town. And you're thinking it could be a positive for the Republicans.
I really do, because every single Republican from Alaska to Alabama, you know, New York to New Mexico, should tie every single Democrat to Kami Mamdani, only because there's so many national politicians who are either endorsing him, supporting him. I mean, he's an avowed communist. He's a declared socialist. So if I were Republicans running these congressional races, I would tie every single person to Kami Mamdani. And then the second thing I would do is I would be out on the road, town halls, screaming from the rooftops, all the benefits of the One Big Beautiful Bill. I mean, historic tax cuts, no tax on tips, record investment in the southern border. So if I were running these congressional races, and believe me, you're going to see this across the country, Republicans' best chance, and I think they're going to do it, is tying Democratic candidates to Kami Mamdani and his socialist agenda, defund the police, wide open borders, trans surgeries, and then run on your record, because Republicans have a great record to run on. The One Big Beautiful Bill, historic tax cuts, thousands of dollars more in the pockets of income generators and families, a lot of child care tax credits so that moms could and dads can benefit from that. I mean, there is a great record of success.
The border.
Entire border. The border.
Border's number one. The border. We were told, by the way, that unless we passed this you know, historic bill that was going to protect us and the Republicans weren't into it, that we couldn't stop the flow in from the all these illegals. And you know what? Looks like it wasn't the case, right? Trump himself said, looks like we didn't need that, just needed a new president. Well, that was true. You're right about that. You know, it's a little bit unfortunate is I think many of us, you know, it started out gangbusters with this government efficiency bill. And we were finding out every single day, $1 billion of waste here, $1 billion here. And then it seems to have gone to the wayside. And like we're right back to where we were arguing about whether we'll keep the government open to fund health care for illegal immigrants. I think that is a lot of Republicans, you know, a lot of us get very frustrated with that.
Yeah, I just think it's something simple as like just run on your record. You know, as Glenn, Mike, as you guys mentioned, the southern border, it is closed. You know, record safety across America. Less fentanyl is flowing to every single community because of Donald Trump. So Republicans have to grow backbone and just be positive and run on your record of success, because it's a strong one. You got to make your case.
Yeah. Cool. Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you spending some time with us here.
Always best to spend time with you guys. Thanks so much. Yeah,
thanks, Stefan.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Stefan Mihailu. Need us throughout the week, folks. We do manage money for a living. Financial Guys filling in for Joe Beamer today on News Radio 930 WBEN. Need us throughout the week. 633-1515 is the local number here. Our flagship office in Williamsville. We do have offices, by the way, down in South Florida, Rochester, Batavia. But the flagship one right here in Williamsville, New York, 633-1515. If you want to hop on board here, always an open mic session. Love to hear from you. Please don't wait to the end of the show. 1-800-616-9236. 1-800-616-9236 or 803-0930. 803-0930. Maybe we'll come up next hour with some game show questions. But 803-0930, star 930 on a cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. Glenn, before we can, maybe we can tease a little bit here and talk into the next hour, that school superintendent, that story is
just unbelievable.
It's so radical. It's like, I've always said over the last few years, some of the stuff that's happened, it's almost like, you were talking before about a bad movie that you watched or whatever, but on one of our committee meetings earlier in the morning. But like it's like you listen to some of this stuff and you think, no, that would just never happen. You know, Epstein's cell just being wide open with the cameras, you know, they broke and, you know, the guards have to be, that if you were watching that in a movie, you'd be like, no way. Well, another one, the school, where was the school?
This is crazy. This is Des Moines, Iowa, which is the largest school district in the state. An all Democrat, all female school board.
Okay, DEI hires. That should be good.
Which is led by Michelle Obama's former chief of staff. Interestingly enough.
All right. Well, that's another positive. So
they hired this guy, and he turned out to be an illegal alien on the wanted list. you cannot make this stuff up. It's just. Let me find the actual
the wanted list. So
what's amazing is the immigration went after him. He fled from police. They found an illegal gun in his car. which was a school, you know, car on school grounds, of course. Yeah. A knife in the car.
Wait a minute, it wasn't right? registered.
He was a fugitive. Yeah, no, not registered. You can't buy a gun as a legal alien. He was a fugitive working in the country illegally who fled from law enforcement and was found with an illegal firearm, right? I mean, now, what's amazing is the mainly white liberals in that community showed up to protest his removal. I mean,
what? These are your
Don't
kids.
Don't you understand? He is an illegal alien, and I think he's actually a wanted criminal in his prior country.
Oh my gosh.
Which is amazing. Do we not do background checks anymore? I mean, I thought we did, like, you know, you got to do like credit checks and background checks. You look at somebody's, I mean, are they looking for people with criminal backgrounds or illegal fugitives? Are they, yeah. What are we doing in our school?
Don't you need he gets a social security number from somewhere, and you know, if you want to open up an account with the financial guys, we do a background check. And it's not just us, it's everybody. And I'll tell you what, if you want to work for the financial guys, we have multiple levels that you need to go through to go, you know, back through background checks and all that stuff. Unbelievable.
Not only was he an illegal alien and a fugitive, he didn't even have the degrees that you need. Like, he had no basic education or experience to leave the state's largest school district.
How did he get through the interview?
Are you serious?
How did he get through the interview? I mean,
Ian Andre Roberts, they say, charmed the pants off of every member of the female board. The only box he could possibly have checked for the board district was he checked everything. The color of his skin was the only reason they hired him.
Yeah.
Because Roberts has a diversity hire, clearly. They didn't do a background check. They didn't verify his degree. They didn't verify his prior employment. They didn't verify his experience. They just picked him because, again, this is what happens when you have a all-female, all-white, left-wing liberal board. It's just brains go just completely out the window, I guess. That's just incredible to me.
Roberts has existing weapon possession charges from February 5th, 2020. Now, by the way, we've done background checks on people, and they've been arrested for things like smoking pot at 18 in college. And he comes back, and we've got to have a conversation about it, right?
Right, so underage drinking or something stupid in college. Drinking. You got a ticket or something, right?
Yeah. Roberts has existing weapons possession charges from February 5th, 2020. This gets better. Right. Roberts entered the United States in 1999 on a student visa and was given a final order of removal by an immigration judge in May of 2024. So just a year ago, there's another record.
Now, why was he given a removal? He was given a removal order by the judge in 2024 because he possessed an illegal firearm in 2020.
Right.
And he was on an expired visa. He should have never been in this country. And not only should he not have been in the country, he sure as hell should not have been running the largest school board in Iowa. I mean, for good sake.
That's
my goodness.
Yeah. That's what it's done. Charm the pants off him, though.
Sure.
Charm the pants off him.
But you're hired. You don't want to do a background check or nothing? My social security number? No. You looks like you check all the boxes here.
I'm good. I mean, you seem like a decent guy. I'm good. Here's my kids. Yeah. Yeah. How many are there? How many thousands of children?
Leading the school board. The school district, not the board, the district. The superintendent, not like a teacher that snuck in teaching math or something. He was the superintendent.
So he lied to them all, and then they go protest and say, we still want to keep him.
Yes.
Wonderful.
They're out there protesting to bring him back. Exactly.
You can't make this up, folks. All right. You want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. 1-800-616-9236. We are going to take a quick break here. And we'll do some catch up. Got a whole nother hour to go. Please don't wait till the end of the show, folks. 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Clem Wiggle, the financial guy, is filling in for Joe Beamer. There you go.
He does have an intro.
Yeah, he does have his own intro.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Joe. We're bashing on Joe. Mike Lomas, Clem Wiggle, filling in for the great Joe Beamer.
For those that don't know, Joe got to start actually producing our show on the weekends many, many years ago, like 15 years ago. And one of the best parts of one of our best producers we ever had, we had a lot of great producers over the years, but he was definitely one of the best. They always bring different flavors to the show. And he's the origin of game show, which we still love playing to this day.
Uh-huh. So, yep. And he knew more about sports than we did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely me.
No question about it. Yeah. All right. Well, that was cool. Thank you, WBEN, for allowing us to fill in and giving us the opportunity here. We are going to go to the phone lines in a bit. 1-800-616-9236 if you want to hop on board. For those of you who haven't been or maybe you're new to WBEN, we've been on Saturday 1 to 3 for the last two and a half decades.
Yeah, 2.5 decades. Yeah.
Yeah. 25. I said it at the beginning of the show. I'm like, I can't believe we're that old, but almost 26 years. Yeah. So, but if you, it's a place where money beats politics. We do talk a lot of politics and we do talk a lot of money. And we're going to be actually John Thurpop to buy here. John is a chartered financial analyst with us, and he's going to talk a little bit about, we'll pick his brain on the economy and the markets. And I always say he's the smartest guy in the room when it's just me, Glenn, and John. So, yeah. And then our wives walk in. Right. Like, yeah, right. It's all off the table there.
Yep. Right.
All right. So, John, actually, before we hit the phone lines here, your overall view on, you know, I know when it comes to investing and specifically our investment committee, what you talk about usually on like a monthly or a quarterly basis is, you know, I guess I'll say your models. And it's not about timing the market at all, but it's about an understanding of, would you be a little more aggressive in the market or a little more conservative in the market? So there's times where you'll say, boy, you know, my models are pointing to having a little more money in the stock market. And then there's times where you're like, maybe a little bit less. And, you know, so if I was to ask you, all right, Donald Trump's in office, our borders are safe, tax cuts, although a lot of people keep bragging about the tax cuts on the right, I wouldn't brag about them because I think we got a long, long ways to go when it comes to tax reform. But at least we know what we got now. You know, they're permanent, and we know what the codes are. And then, of course, you've got this AI technology, which seems to be on a rapid fire when it comes to, you know, information. And, you know, I'm even amazed that when it comes to things like, you know, just, you know, going online and trying to find something now. You know, I never remember Glenn and I talking about this with our marketing team and some of our money managers, and like, oh, I never can find anything online. But now it's like, I feel like a genius. Like, ChatGPT. I'm like, well, not only did I find it, they gave me 18 options as to where to buy it.
Right.
And then how to install it. I'm like, this is great. You know, so where are you in the overall, you know, theme of where we are now?
Wow. That's a lot to digest, but what you've summed up is a huge transformation. So that has started to get, it has been getting priced into the market, and we're probably a little ahead of ourselves. But other than that, I don't know how you cannot see, I'm looking for 3-4% GDP growth next year, mm-hmm. 2026. I'm looking for inflation a little bit above 3%. So I'm happy as long as the GDP is growing faster than the rate of inflation and we're getting real productivity and growth, I'm happy with that.
Yeah, for a long time, we were happy with 2%.
Oh, exactly. So should things be running a little hot? Yes. Are we a little overpriced? Yes. But there's still, I think, pockets in the market that you can find value. And what we tell our clients is you don't have to own the whole market. So what I do is I just pick and choose the spots and try to create a portfolio that has a lower risk profile than the average market portfolio, and then try to, and most likely over longer periods of time, we do achieve at least, if not a better market return.
Yeah, why not just throw it all into tech?
I mean,
that's just been on fire.
I know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's momentum. Mm. So if you have that risk tolerance, I still wouldn't do it. But a lot of the people now that are investing heavily into tech have quant models. It's all on their computer, and they have signals that tell them, you know, whether they should be in or out. And that's what they're doing. They're basically, when they're in, they're in. And when they're out, they're out. They're not looking at valuations. They don't care what Microsoft's priced at. They're buying an index. Mm-hmm. So while I sit here and look at Microsoft and say, what's the intrinsic value? Where would I buy it? Most likely, it's never going to hit my low probability it's going to hit my price target. Mm-hmm. But it can, and it has, and then I buy it.
Yeah.
But they don't care. So we're dealing with a market that is over 55, 60% indexed, and it's big money. It's billions. It's not just like it used to be Vanguard. Mm-hmm. It's billions of momentum money is being traded in the indexed markets.
Yeah.
So that's what I try to work around, is that huge momentum. And that has nothing to do with valuation. It has to do with macro factors, things like where are interest rates going, up or down? Where is oil? Is oil going up or down? What does economic growth look like it's going to be? Mm-hmm. What's inflation look like it's going to be? And then they come up with a model, and they say when it stacks up this, 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 you buy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what's going on. So I try to work within that context, knowing how the market's trading, and then trying to look for things that fall through the cracks people don't want right now, but will want 2 years from now.
Let me ask you about oil specifically. You know, one of the things I'd love to see is like $1 a gallon.
I don't think we're ever, I never say never, but I don't think we're going there. They can control that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, Trump has really, I mean, his campaign promise was drill, baby, drill, baby, drill, right?
Yeah. And I think if you think about it, I always look at things in a relative context. I look back when I was a kid, teenager, and I was making, what, $1.85, $2 an hour, mm-hmm. and a pizza was $3.
You were getting paid a nickel an hour. I started. Don't tell me $1 an
hour. You're so kind. Well, that was a kid. No, but I look at it that way, because when people look down and say, oh, my God, a pizza's, you know, $20. Well, minimum wage is $20 almost.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is a pizza expensive?
Well, it's funny. Right. My daughter going to Ole Miss now and spending time in Oxford, Mississippi. The minimum wage is way cheaper,
right?
And so I'm talking to my Olivia about it, and she's like, well, how do they, you know, she's like, Dad, I know, like, I wasn't living on minimum wage. I'm like, right, exactly. It's not meant for you to live on, right? It's meant for you to, when she was working up here.
Yeah.
But and so we go to, like, Taco Bell, right? And so you can see where my eating patterns are. And, you know, so I go to Taco Bell, we order tacos, and it was, like, $5. And she says, wait a minute, that can't be right. It can't be an order. It is when you don't pay $20 minimum wage,
right?
The product is cheaper, so it's all relevant, exactly. Right?
Like, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's all relative. So I try to look at things like that.
And by the way, they still all have their jobs,
right?
Where when it's $15 an hour, those are all replaced with the computer with the robots on it. It's like, oh, I'm getting
right.
It. Okay.
And that's why I look at it is and you know, when you look and say, I'd like to see gas at $1 a gallon. Well, back in the day when I was a teenager starting to drive and gas was 27 cents a gallon.
Yeah.
Well, that's a long time ago. And if it gets down to 250 a gallon, that probably is not that bad, relatively speaking.
For sure.
You know, so 100. You got to keep perspective on everything. And you know, like when people sit here and think interest rates are going back down, the Fed funds should be at 1%. No, you want to normalize Fed funds. In my lifetime, normalized Fed funds was somewhere in the 3 to 3.25 range. Mm-hmm. So you got to manage expectations. So I think the market, sometimes it doesn't have the enough people running the big money that have been around long enough to have that perspective.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're looking for, oh, the Fed's starting to cut rates, we're going back to 1%. No, we're not.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
That healthy.
No, not exactly. Yeah. That's the government having too much of its hand in the capital market.
Yeah, that's right. We've had this talk a lot about, well, you know, the Fed and where they do it. And, and I'm torn because I think if we could get rid of the Fed and just let the market handle itself, I'd be great with that, right? That being said, I was a little bit against what Donald Trump was trying to force the hand on the Fed, because if we're going to have them, I think they should be independent. And my fear would be, you do aggressively cut rates, and now what, that $1 million house is now $2 million? I mean, when does that end?
Well, that's not a function. See, this is the problem. People are thinking cutting rates is going to affect the housing market. It's not. There's a lack of supply in the housing market.
Yeah. So
interest rates could be 10%.
That's
if you need a house,
there's
a lot of houses.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Right, right.
You know, it has nothing to do with the interest rate. It has to do with the supply.
That's right.
So
that's right.
This is what's difficult right now. It's not like it used to be. There's a lot of new balls in the air, let's say, that we've never seen before. And trying to model now with the future expectations is very difficult because we have no clue. And I'm not going to lie. I listen to these guys all day long, and I'm like, how can you say that? You have no idea where we're going. Trump's got this huge plan. It's just starting to kick off. I will bet on him, and I will bet we're going to hit 4% growth at some point in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And I will bet inflation's going
to
stay over
3%. If you listen
to
the media, depression's right around
GDP.
The corner.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you listen to the media, a depression's right around the corner.
Exactly.
I mean, every time I turn any sort of mainstream media on, I'm getting told how bad the economy is, and we're right on the edge of recession. Meanwhile, the stock market continues to make new highs. And so, you know, typically the market's a leading indicator. If there's a recession on the horizon, the market would be pricing that in. It doesn't seem to be the factor. I agree with Mike on you know, the Fed being non-political. Unfortunately, there are several members of the Fed that are suffering from Trump derangement syndrome. And so
that's for sure.
That's an issue. You know,
that's a good point. We want to think just because Trump's piping in, and but he's doing it overtly. A lot of times it's done behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You cannot tell me that the Fed was not politically motivated from 2008 or 2010, let's say, until 2020. You had 8 years of Obama where we had no policies,
no fiscal policies. No,
we had to, the Fed carried the government because the Congress could not get their act together. They could not have fiscal policies, which they should. The average Fed intervention, whether it's easing or tightening, and I looked back on this many years ago when we were going through this, it's about 9 months.
Yeah.
Then that gives the government time
to kick. 9 years.
Yeah. Well, it was more than that, but what I'm saying is it gives then the government time to get fiscal policy in order, whatever that may be, depending if we're overinflated, underinflated, what do we got to do here? So
we actually had a chart during that time. I don't even remember, Glenn, where we were charting it out. Every time Obamanomics did something stupid, it was another interest rate cut.
Right.
So okay, we're going to increase taxes. We're going to increase regulations. We're going to take away, we're going to stop drilling as much, right? Every time you would see an interest rate cut, so it offset the stupidity. Like, and we would laugh. We'd like, this thing's going to be at zero at some point.
That's being political.
You did it.
That's being political. If you're a Fed official and you've done your job, and in a 9 month period you've cut or raised whatever, and the fiscal policies don't kick in, I say if you're really independent, let them hang.
Yeah,
I go all the way back to Clinton. I think they've been being influenced since the days of Clinton and Alan Greenspan, and I'll never forget when Alan Greenspan raised interest rates in May of 2000 by a full half a point. People were expecting a cut, and I think that was a really honest to gosh. Wow. Like, what are you doing?
Well, you couple that in 2000 with the Clintons going after trying to break up Microsoft at the time, right?
Yep.
And then Microsoft and all the tech companies got online and said, hey, look it, I get it, Dems. I'm with you. I'm with you. We can do a lot of good together.
Right.
And they did for themselves. All right. If you're just tuning in, Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer. If you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. In studio with us, special guest John Thurr. He's a chartered financial analyst and part of our team at Financial Guys. Tanner, who do we got? Do we have anybody up on deck?
Mark in me for the break.
All right, let's get Mark in. My screen's not showing Mark, so sorry about that. Mark, you're live with the Financial Guys. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long.
That's okay. I just a couple comments about the craziness going on. As far as that school superintendent that was whatever he was, money, guns, illegal, whatever, I mean, aren't those people that on the school board, aren't they liable for that?
I would think so.
That's a great question.
Or some kind of nonsense. You know what? Those people should all be fired. There should be policies instituted immediately. What if the guy was a child rapist?
And he had
access. He had the golden key to any kid he wanted. Don't people see that? People got to wake up and start, you know, and then these people, like you said, you can't make this up. Not only will they're so arrogant, they want them back.
They want them back. How dare you get rid of this illegal immigrant criminal from our children?
It's something to behold, Mark. It really is amazing.
These voters better realize you got kids in a school like that. It's called laziness, arrogance, and sloppy homework.
I think it was on purpose. Oh, maybe.
You're probably right. And it's sad. The point we're at, it's sad. It's just like last night I was online and I get a kick out of these press conferences. These governors think their states are independent countries. It's unbelievable. I had to feed from Portland. Now, of course, everything winds up court, and you got crazy judges. You can't trust them to make good decisions anymore either. They're right in Portland while we're taking Trump to court. Famous last words, everything's okay here. I go on a live feed last night. I got people fighting in the street. Some old guy's getting harassed.
Fiery but peaceful.
some cameraman yep. gets jumped. There's an apartment building, people screaming out their windows. They got music blaring. And speakers on
right. But the Democrats were putting videos out of how peaceful it was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Did you see the videos, Mark, of Portland?
Those are called propaganda videos. It's called psychological warfare is what this is called.
The Democrats eat it up, though. They see that video. You got to say, you know what? Portland's fine.
What you're missing, Mark, is the only reason these blue states are having gun problems is because the red states are shipping them to them.
Right.
Yeah. So all the problems in Chicago are because of Florida. Right. It's not because Chicago has all these illegal guns in the city and we refuse to actually go in and get the criminals. It's because Florida has them.
Right.
Well, yeah, and then you jump to the other place, Chicago. What do they want to do? These mayors and governors, they're nitwits. Chicago.
GDS.
Oh, I don't want to lock anybody up. I'm going to bribe them. I'm going to throw money at them, give them a house they want, buy them a car, and then they're going to be good.
Crime over safety, criminals over citizens. That's the platform of the Democrat Party now.
These people are smoking some pretty good stuff because I can't believe they literally will come on TV and that's their talking point.
And people vote for them.
Well, that's the more amazing thing is that people vote for them. That's shocking.
The amazing people. Mark, we've said it forever. You look at those communities and you think, how in the world do these people get voted in? Their track record is awful. Okay, the school districts, miserable failure. Safety, miserable failure. There was another restaurant here in downtown Buffalo the other day. Said they're sick and tired of dealing with downtown Buffalo because, I forget, it was a pizzeria or something. It's like
Casa de Pizza. They got broken into for the fourth time.
Broken into again, right?
I see a lot of friends that were at the Casa de
Pizza. Sick and tired of it.
I just don't understand. Now you got this guy in New York City.
Hey, Mark, can you hold? I think we're coming up against a break here.
Yeah, Mark, hold with us, buddy. Do you mind? I appreciate it. I promise
you held for a long time, so we want to give you the opportunity.
We'll bring you up right after the break here. All right, we got to take a hard break here. Mark on hold. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, John Thurin in studio with us. We're the financial guys filling in for Joe Beamer. We'll be right back. News Radio 930, WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All righty, welcome back. I love the music, Tanner. So I could have been one of those old DJ rock guys, you know, like, welcome back. You know, we don't have that anymore, do we? Do they still have DJ rock guys like that? I think they're all pre-recorded, maybe. I don't know. But love the music. We were just at a benefit for Music Is Art, Robbie Takac and the Goo Goo Dolls, and which I think is a great foundation. They raise money to buy kids music, you know, guitars, horns, whatever, right? And all these benefits are usually nothing against it. I'm a sports guy. I love, you know, the football and the basketball and always raising money for the sports teams, but, you know, never thinking about the kids who want to be musicians. So Music Is Art, cool. Every year I say I'm going to go down and watch the bands, and something comes up in my life where I can't do it, but we were there, and one of the guitars we bid on was Metallica, but we lost out on that one.
You really wanted the Taylor Swift one. You were bidding heavy on that one.
accidentally. So what happened is I said, Glenn, hey, can you call in and you know, do this, and we're going to bid on these certain, you know, guitars. Well, the guy that was helping us bid, because we couldn't be there in person, was also helping somebody else out. But they thought I was bidding on the Taylor Swift guitar. So Glenn's like, I think you might get the Taylor Swift guitar. I'm like, I don't want the Taylor Swift guitar.
Like, why can't I get credit for everything?
Yeah, so we bought almost every guitar in the place. But we did get three.
We tried.
Iron Maiden.
Oh, wow.
AC/DC. All the members of AC/DC.
Wow.
And Peter Frampton. Which I grew up on Peter.
That's
Frampton,
cool.
So that's yeah.
That, yeah, it was cool. A lot of fun. Great event.
Yeah. So
good cause.
All right. So if you want to hop on board, 1-800-616-9236. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer. Only a few minutes left. John Thurin studio with us. John, a chartered financial analyst, and we're actually talking a little bit of money. So if you want to hop on board again, 1-800-616-9236. Let's go back to Mark and give Mark an opportunity to finish up here. We cut him off because it was a hard break. Mark, thanks for calling in again.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I just want to finish up by this guy running for the mayor, Mr. Mandani or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
You can tell he's telling people what they want to hear. And what you know what? People need to listen. You know what? He's not even in yet. You know what he said stupid recently? Now he thinks going for mayor, he's going to be president. He wants to arrest the president, Prime Minister Israel when he lands a foot in New York. Talk about an international scandal. That's the kind of guy.
He won't make it out of New York City.
Did you hear what Trump said?
No.
Yeah, the best thing ever happened was if he gets elected.
Yeah.
And as soon as I cut off all his funding, he can't do anything without our funding. So once we cut off his funding,
that's what needs to happen.
I'm convinced that the government-run grocery stores this time are going to work. I've got total confidence.
I'm telling you this. The first one that goes up, we're going to do a live remote there.
We are
figuring out how to get there. And then we'll monitor the progress of it.
You're going
to
drag Ann around with that.
We regret there was like Dateline or one of those shows had a girl on that was talking about free housing and how great it would be during the last Trump election and they were going to try it in California. And we said, we should go there. We should film it. And we should monitor the progress. We got to go back
and find out who that was and see how she's doing now. I can't remember who it was, but I'm sure we could go back in our archives and we get the great marketing team. But she was, it was like, we're going to just buy these houses and give away, you know, free rent for people. They can just rent rooms.
Yeah.
Because wouldn't it be great if you could just wake up and there would already be, you know,
food in the fridge
and you know, toothpaste in the bathroom? Yeah, that'd be awesome. Wouldn't that be great, John?
Well, that's what these homes are going to do.
Just magically stuff there for free. Yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You didn't even have to go shopping. She was going to have it all supplied for you, ready to go.
There. It just magically appears. Life
is. But see, the problem, like you and me, we couldn't be comfortable with that because we knew how that would end.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't even buy into it.
No, of course not. No, anybody with any brains isn't going to buy into it. But of course, the problem is the people with brains are going out working, paying all these taxes, and then the people without brains are
spending the money. Spending the money.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Don't be a stranger.
Take care.
All right. We're going to sneak in. Is it Elton? Elton. Am I saying that right? Elton? My vision is really, really bad. So, Elton, how are you?
Alton, I think.
Alton.
It's Alton.
Sorry about that. I'm looking at a big screen far away without my glasses. So
I've been called for, so.
Yeah, me too, buddy. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
So I'm calling in because I'm tired of the, you know, because of the lies, because these people tell lies and it seems like there's nothing done to them. I mean, you know, and then a conservative tells a lie and he's put in jail and, you know, over something silly. And these guys lie. I mean, just like Kimmel, he lied and, you know, and they're making it, oh, it's about free speech. No, he lied.
Yeah.
You know, and then.
Well, they're charging Comey for lying. And you would think it's the end of democracy if you listen to the left. Like, my God. Like, what if the left, when they get back power, they use the Justice Department to go after their political opponents, too? Like, oh,
right.
Like, I think these people just woke up. It's incredible.
Well,
yeah. Crime over safety.
We need a lot more of it. We need a lot more accountability and a lot more people being.
When it comes to the Democrat Party, it's crime over safety, criminals over citizens. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
They don't care. The ends justifies the means, as Glenn always says, right? They don't care. Yeah. They don't care if you're going to lie as long as you're a registered Democrat. They don't care. They're supporting criminals over citizens. Think about that, right? Illegals over citizens, right? Fraud over truth. They don't care as long as they win. And you know that because every single one of them, when they didn't have this radical left wing of the party controlling stuff, the same politicians were strong borders. We can't have crime. Remember Joe Biden? Hey, if somebody gets busted with a quarter of a bag the size of a quarter with drugs in it, I don't want those people in my community with my wife, my daughter.
Well, he authored the crime bill.
Yeah, right.
He's the author of the 93-94 crime bill.
We can't just give illegals, can't let illegals walk over our border. Obama.
No.
Clinton's, right? And then they figured out, wait a minute, this party's so radical, we'll lose power if we're not in it, right? She's doing the same thing as governor now. Well, I don't agree with him, Donnie. I don't really agree with anything, but I'm gonna support him.
But why,
okay, Kathy?
Why can't people watch what's going on in Europe and see where headed?
Very simple.
Because
what immigration has done to them.
Yeah.
We've been pointing this out forever. If you are somebody who just watches the media and you get your news from the nightly news, you're not on Twitter or X. You're not catching this stuff online or whatever. You're just, you know, digesting what CBS and ABC tell you. You are living in an alternate reality. The border has never been wide open, John. There was never a border crisis. I mean, it's closed now, but it was closed under. There was more deport. I mean, it's just it's just so twisted. I mean, everything that the media is telling people is completely not true. Elon had a good point, and he made this. The headline was Elon and Prince Williams or whatever, Prince Andrew, both on Epstein's list. Well, you know what? The difference was Elon was on the list with a question mark that said we should try to get him. He was never on the flight logs versus Prince Andrew, who settled a claim out of court, right?
Underage girl.
Well, claiming or whoever, you know, whoever was a,
unreal.
Still, a huge difference though, right? But if you just read the headline, you would think, oh, well, they're both on the list, right? So if you're just, consuming that ABC News, NBC News, those headlines, you think, oh, yeah, well, Elon's just as guilty. He was also on the Epstein list, but under different circumstances. So
Portland's not on fire.
Well, when you talk about lying, that's where a lot of the lying's going on, and this is where we're struggling with our free speech right now. Free speech is everybody can agree free speech is the number one issue, most important, you know, First Amendment, blah, blah, blah. But when you start lying – Or creating subversion, you can't use free speech that.
Let me say this. Free speech does not allow you to be able to do whatever you want to do with your employer, right? So, for instance, we may hire somebody. They can have all the free speech they want, but I might not want to hire them. Jimmy Kimmel got fired because, number one, his ratings stink, right?
Right.
Number two, the message that he said, the people that pay him didn't like him. He's got the right to say it, right? I mean, we do shows every single week here on WBEN every Saturday. They have the right to say, I don't want Mike and Glenn on that station anymore, right? I don't like what they're saying.
And if we blasted the management every week, they might just do that.
So
we get along and we like them. So we're all
good. Right. That's right. Right. So a big difference. Hey, Elton, we'll let you have the final message here. Did we lose him?
Yeah, he's gone.
Ah, we lost him. All right. Well, I guess we got Brian up on deck. Let's go to Brian. Brian, thanks for calling. You're live with the Financial Guys.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I handle a trust, and I need to develop or get monthly income out of there.
Yep.
So I got a nice CD ladder. The money market's been great. But I was curious about your guys' thoughts on like a heavy dividend fund.
Like a heavy stock fund type thing?
No, it's like a dividend, like QQQI, where it's like supposedly pays out 13% in dividends.
Ooh.
That'd be a big red flag to me.
There's going
to
be derivatives with that. By that, I mean it's going to have options and hedges that provide cash flow and income, but you can also get – it minimizes your downside with that particular index.
But John, what's the average dividend yield, though? So let's say for – if someone were to buy a dividend-yielding portfolio, like what kind of normal dividend yield would you expect?
Well, the S&P is around 2.
Right. So let's
start there.
Let's go up the risk ladder a little bit. A corporate, good solid corporate bond fund.
Well, I would say you might be able to get in the high fours, low fives, but you're going to increase duration, which means longer term bonds. You're going to take more credit risk, which means double B, single B names in portion of it.
So here's what
but
I would
just on the dividend side though. Stick on the dividend side just for a dividends, second. Though. So we're comparing apples to apples though.
4 or 5%.
Here's what's out there 4%, now.
4%, right?
Basically. Here's what's out there now. Everybody's doing it. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan all have these products. For example, a mimic of the S&P 500 that is wrapped with some options. And the yield on those portfolios, on those equity portfolios, is quite significant. Like some of it's 7.
Wow.
Eight.
So here's what I would say.
But 13 seems like there's some level of risk going on.
Let me go back to Brian here.
Definitely.
So anytime I hear things like 13%, I think that has to come with some very high level of risk, right? And as the trustee of a trust, I would say that you have to act under what I call the prudent man rule, which is what would a prudent man do? And I don't think a prudent man would take a trust and go in that direction. It doesn't mean, by the way, that you just have to keep that trust only in CDs and government bonds. You can start to carve out portions of it for stocks or equities or different types of things. But I would really, really understand the risk, right? There is no such thing as a free ride. Been doing this for almost 30 years. And I can tell you every time I hear things like 13% when CDs are paying 4, I get really, really nervous. Unless it's an equity stock position where you're saying, I'm not in this for income. I'm in this for long-term growth. And I think it could grow or it could have that type of growth potential, which you may want. But we do that with trust all the time. We'll do what we call, we borrowed this from somebody who used to be on the radio years ago, bucketize it. Hey, we're going to take this trust. We're not using it all today. So we are going to take 20%. We're going to do something different with it. But that's, to me, sounds 13% sounds way out of whack with the risk level of what a prudent man would
don't get into anything you don't understand how it's built and how it could fall apart, okay?
Yeah, we'd be happy. I was going to say, if you want to pop into our office, we'd be happy to give you a second opinion on it, though, for sure, and you know, walk you through some of the different tools out there.
No, I appreciate it. Usually when it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
Yep, that's for sure. Absolutely. Appreciate
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks.
Let me
add to this. So there's opportunities out there. We'll let Brian go. That, you know, times where I look back at my career over the last 30 years and I think, okay, we had the tech crisis. We had a real estate, commercial real estate crisis, right? And there was some opportunities during those crisis periods where you say, hey, maybe we do move a little money into some of these different buckets because of this. They call it the 100-year opportunity or whatever. I always laugh because I'm thinking, boy, Glenn and I were in the business for like 10 years, and we must have heard, this is the 100-year. Like, wait a minute, didn't we just do this 3 years ago? Seems like a lot of 100-year opportunities in a 3-4-year period. But my point to that is there certainly is opportunities, but you have to look at the overall mix and say, all right, I say to clients all the time, really, you're going to earn 4% in a CD right now, guaranteed CD. Guaranteed government bond, 4%. Good money market account, 4%. And if we're going to go out and earn 8, 9, 10, there's some level of risk that you have to be aware of, right?
Or 13.
Not saying you don't do it. 13 is crazy, by the way. 13 is absolutely 13,
it could
crazy.
Have been an MLP fund. Some of these things are masquerade around like they're conservative dividend funds, but they're like master limited partnerships, MLP oil and gas leases and things
there
like
was
that.
This is decades ago.
Know what you own.
There was some decades ago, there was a local firm that was selling telephone booths. And guarantee 13%. And I think, so we got a call from a lady. I said, I think I should. And I said, let me get to the people selling this are calling their friends on cell phones. Not everybody had them, but you could tell that it was going that way. Right. So like, this is going to be, but I want you to think about this. Now interest rates were higher, but a really good investment. So Glenn and I and John come up with this really good idea. We could probably go to the bank and borrow money at 8 or 9 or even 10%, right? So they're paying you 13, and then they're going to pay this advisor that's coming out to selling you some kind of a commission.
Right.
in a product that probably is going to go away. Does that make much sense? And fortunately, she was like, okay, I get it, right? So, but, you know, and of course, months later, the thing went belly up and the people got in trouble. So just common sense, right? A little bit of common
sense. Mike, we have Russ on the line. Can we sneak in one more call?
We can do whatever you want, Glenn. Russ.
Let's sneak in one more
live with the Financial Guys. How are you?
You've been patient.
Now, hi, guys. I got a quick question. I opened up a 36-month annuity with my financial advisor. It'll be 2 years in November at 5.5% fixed.
Okay.
And then I did a little research, and I found that annuities are not FDIC insured, but there's some kind of protection in New York State. Is that correct? Yeah, like, do I have to be worried about my money?
No, I don't. New York State has a separate insurance fund that backs it. It was a fixed annuity, guaranteed fixed annuity.
Yeah, it's a 36-month fixed annuity with a company called Athene.
Okay. Yeah, I think you're in good shape. I don't think you're going to get that interest rate when it comes due. But
I'm taking the interest each year, so this way I don't get whacked on the taxes. At the end, because I'm getting like almost $14,000 a year. I'm not looking to get rich, but I don't want my money to collect nothing. But I was just nervous when I read that, you know, annuities aren't insured, like, or I was under the impression that they're not insured like CDs and stuff. And I was just wondering,
it's not insured like a CD.
It's a good point you're making, because when I talk to people and they talk about insurance products, I tell them is you better understand the underlying creditworthiness of the insurance company you're doing business with. They're not all the same.
Right.
And while insurance, there are overarching protections within the state, what I tell people is if there's a crisis and it's only one company, yes, I think they can cover it. But like the 08 crisis where we were going to see multiple meltdowns, insurance isn't built for that. You're not going to get all your money back. So you better understand the company you work with and their underlying creditworthiness, because that's what's backing it.
As you renew and
Athene's a good company.
It is. And it could be part of your portfolio, right? Like if we have a fixed income portfolio, I always say never rule anything out, right? CDs, government bonds, fixed annuities, right? Understand the risk level, but they have a spot. There was too many people that were bashing, you know, annuities, and they're always bad. And we would always say, no, they're a tool, right? It's like going to a mechanic and saying, is that a good tool, bad tool? And the mechanic's going to say, I don't know. It depends on what you need it to do for you, right? So, you know, it comes due. You look at the credit rating of the insurance company. You look at the interest rate they're going to pay you. You compare that to CDs, other alternatives. Sounds like you got a cost basis that, you know, that you don't have to worry about moving it for taxes. So sounds good to me.
Right. Okay. Sounds good, gentlemen. Thanks for the time. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right,
have a great week.
We sort of had a financial show breakout. I think the first time in 26 years.
It happens every now and again.
Yeah, hey,
you put the smart guy on. That's what happens. Everybody
that's exactly right. That's right.
You guys are amazing. I got it's Bowerly. You guys are just amazing.
Hey, Tom.
I've just been following the price of gold, and you know, talking about annuities, I was just thinking that if people want a really stable and predictable investment, cryptocurrency has shown very little volatility.
Tom, you started talking. I thought it was like a promo for you. I'm like, what do we give?
Good Lord. Good Lord.
Hey, Tom. How are you talking about today, Tom?
Oh, great job as always. Actually, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about today. Now, it depends, of course, on what the awesome listeners have to say. But one of the things we're going to get into is all of this angst about the National Guard going to various cities across America. I don't understand why people wouldn't want their cities to be cleaned up. I don't understand why people wouldn't want criminals to be rounded up and incarcerated. Yeah. I think
most of the people do, Tom. I think the people the news are talking about is the small minority, and that's the politicians that just want to fight Trump.
That's a Democrat party now. Criminals over citizens, right? Crime over safety.
I honestly do not understand it. And by the way, poof, in less than 3 weeks, we went from talking about Charlie Kirk and his horrible murder to how horrible Donald Trump is, and he's an authoritarian, and freedom of speech is under attack. Just like that.
Yeah.
The whole narrative changed.
Right back to it.
Have a great show, Tom. Hey, Tom, thanks, buddy.
I promise
appreciate the kind words.
I promise mediocrity.
I think, didn't you promise us dinner too? I thought.
We can do that. I will trade you dinner for 100,000 XRP.
Well, I can drink a lot if it's a weekend. My wife. So just kidding. All right, buddy. Thank you.
Ciao.
We're out of here. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, filling in for Joe Beamer. John Thur, appreciate your help, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Tanner, awesome job. Willie will hopefully they'll allow us back here again. All right, we'll see you guys soon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.